The dialect of Weston, near Bath, Somerset. Ted Hawkins, a retired labourer, aged 69, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in July 1956.
St. Mundy. Well, that was years ago when they used to stand up outside the King's Head out there on a Monday morning. Women and all, I ain't going to say only the men, I ain't going to blame the men for everything. They'd stand up, they'd have a conference, of course there was no traffic in the road, you'd have a meet all out in the road, middle of the road. And we're going to say, well, what are we going to do is say, oh, wait till Harry Jett Thomas or somebody come down here, what they got to say. And they go on, and so they got like that one day. I expect, I told John before, got like that one day. They said, well, you know what we do. We get a brick and jump up there, and if he come down, we got to go to work. And if he stop up there, he said, we got to have a day off. And you know what was happening there?
Yeah.
However, he stopped up in there.
How did her stop up there?
They had to get a day off.
How did the brick stay up in there?
Well, because they jumped up on that ledge over time he got in shop.
Oh, I see.
Up over the window. You see ledge then about, oh, so what is that, Telly? Up over the shop. These old-fashioned country houses used to have a big ledge up over the top of their front windows, but they chucked the brick up there. And then there's another day. Yeah, so the army. Army, you see no army sweet, when you see old deaf bloke. He couldn't hear nobody. And they asked him what he's going to do. All said, oh, you went down the doctor. And he went down the doctor. And they was waiting for him when he come back. And he come back, what the doctor say, army? Oh, he said, I got to have 3 days on the sawdust. 3 days on the sawdust.
3 days in the boozer.
That's right, on the sawdust. We used to get up in the morning and go down and pick the strawberries, see?
Alright.
And we used to pick the strawberries down the acre. That was opposite Westford Building. Pick they first. The old man used to come in. We better go down and pick the old man's now and sat down where I was taking live with that. We had that all in the strawberries as well.
Oh, yeah.
Used to go down there and pick till about 9 o'clock. And then it was getting too hot, you see, the sun was shining and to make them go purple. Old man would say, oh, I think we better go and have a drink. It's getting drier, isn't it? We can have a drink, so. And they had to come down at night and fetch us back with the pony and cart. Only if we go down and have a drink, because it's getting dry. That was 10 o'clock in the morning. And they fetch us at night, you're half past 11 at night with a cart up the Globe pub house. She tell you when it used to be then.
And how old were you when you started work?
14. Ah. Near, well, four, not before that I started. Mm. Before that I started and I had to walk from Wellington Buildings over there, where Mr. Bond lived. I had to walk from there right up to Chelscom Farm up here, 18 pence a week.
And what did you have to do then?
Bird starving and driving the coach in.
Bird starving? Scary,
no hope. You had to go bird starving while father was cutting. Then there was no machines nor no scythes. There were scythes, but not for the corn. Or hook and shickle, stick and shickle then, see. And I used to have a tin or frying pan, have a big stick, wangy all the way around the field, keep going round and round while father was, along with others, cutting the wheat, see. And then at night, I had to go and help tie it up, learn the way to help tie it up. And you want a good man to tie with straw bands today. Mm. You know, I don't expect there's many as could tie with a straw band. Of course, we wasn't too good on paying the sweet. In fact, if you had a sweet, you had a job to get, and if you go going harder. So one day she said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm on the 6 to 2 next week. I'll come home one day and sweep the chimney. So I'm going to sweep them. I said, sweep them, same as we used to up in the country, up the Kimbers. I went out and cut all the old dead flowers off, herbaceous, that was all these autumn flowers, these big herbaceous flowers. Went out the garden, cut a bundle of that, tied it up in the middle, a long piece that side, long piece that side. I had one piece on the roof. Another piece I let down to earth, see, down the bottom on the brick.